This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm on one today.
Big day.
Those idiots are in town, and I got no room for it.
Take off that blue goo.
No room for this at all. Gosh, hey. I'm bummed with goo that it took him a minute to realize. He was like, well, no.
It's blue.
I get to wear what I want. It's a warrior. No, you don't wear blue to a giant Dodger game.
You don't got to wear Giants merch if you don't want to, but you don't support the Dodgers by wearing their primary color. Not in that ballpark.
Yeah, this is different. And I like, there's something about this specific series where it's finally it's bubbled over as far as I'm concerned. And I talked to you about this on Wednesday before I left. And I really hope that this series feels different. I don't know if the Giants will win 1, 2, 3 or 0 or whatever. But the bottom line is I really feel like the Giant fan base has been cruising around with an inferiority complex the last couple of years. It's not that I don't understand where it comes from. And it's not that it doesn't still exist when it comes to the Dodgers. But like, I thought of the Indiana Pacers today when I woke up. Like, the Indiana Pacers stared at Giannis and went one out, whatever. And then they went to the one seed inside the building in Cleveland and went, we're going to absolutely demolish you. And then the Knicks are sitting there, Madison Square Garden. They're like, whatever, you guys. Like, and they're the Indiana flipping Pacers. Like, who the hell are they? Like, that's the attitude that I want to see Giants fans take into the building tonight. Enough of all of this, like, oh, tail between the legs upon arrival thing, as if they can't compete. It's one of the things that I think the Rafi Devers acquisition does. Like, and I know you, my thing, I don't think Giants fans, I don't think y'all know what you got. I don't think you realize who Rafi Devers is. I think he's a man who is injured and slumping upon arrival, also transitioning to a new league, new coast. I don't think Giants fans realize you have a badass in your lineup that is Dodger badass level.
Yeah, I mean,
Freeman, Betts, this is that. That's who this is.
Top 10 hitter in baseball,
yes,
he's playing his best. And there's no reason to believe that he's not going to at some point play his best, because he has been that kind of hitter for the last 6-7 years. It's going to happen at some point. It would be amazing timing if it were to happen right now.
That'd be great.
Like, what if he gets 8 hits in these 3 games and 2 of them are big flies and the Giants take 2 of 3, or maybe they sweep and Devers has 8 RBIs? Like, could you imagine how different you would feel about the Giants in general heading into the All-Star break if Devers were to break out here? Now, it's not the end of the world if he doesn't. It's going to happen at some point. It's what one thing that I want to ask Hunter Pence about at 4:15, because he was one of the Giants' previous big trade acquisitions midseason. And we forget, I was looking back at the numbers earlier this year or earlier today, 2012, when he came to the Giants, Hunter Pence struggled to hit 200 in the regular season. Yep. We remember the speeches in the postseason in Cincinnati and in St. Louis and how he was the heartbeat of the team and how he kept them coming back from those deficits and he got the team fired up. He sucked, frankly, offensively, his first couple of months as a Giant. So I just want to ask Hunter Pence, like, what is Rafi going through in this situation? Well, it can't be easy.
It must be hard because it kind of happens all the time. We just watched it with Willie Adames. And I know that we go, you know, we've heard it all. There's people who already want to brand Willie Adames a bust. There are people who want, oh, gosh, this was the wrong signing or whatever. I have no concerns about either of these two hitters at all because they have done this in the big leagues for a long time. And yes, we can't relate. I know what happens with most fans. Oh, it must be so hard to make $100 million and have to play in a different city. You can do that if you want. If that's your perspective on life, allow that to be your perspective on life. I tend to look at it a little bit of a different way. This happens most of the time in these situations when you've got to acclimate to a new league or a new team, new surroundings, new digs, new everything. Everything is new. And in Rafi's case, he's doing it mid-year while not fully being healthy. He's dealing with what was a national controversy for 2 weeks upon his arrival with regard to changing positions. Also, upon arrival, what does he get? His freaking only team that he's ever known sitting there staring at him for 3 days during this controversy. And I think has largely done it with a smile on his face while struggling. And so I am nowhere near even thinking about giving up or even being a little bit negative about the presence of Rafi Devers. I know who Rafi Devers is. Rafi Devers knows who he is. The Giants know who he is. That is a dude. There's about 10 to 12 of them in baseball. He's one of them. You got him.
And if you're not like a gigantic, crazy baseball fan and you've got MLB.tv and you watch all these games, and frankly, I mean, honestly, who has the time to do that? Like, everyone has super busy lives. You're not sitting down every day and watching the Boston Red Sox play. Maybe you catch them every once in a while on Sunday night baseball. But the Red Sox haven't been winning a ton of games of late. You haven't seen them in the playoffs a lot of late. I know that he won a World Series years ago, but that was quite a while ago. If you are not this crazy, rabid baseball fan and you take in opposing teams as much as you take in Giants teams, you probably know the name Rafi Devers, but you don't know exactly what he's capable of. And your first, like, real deep study of him is his first 22 games as a Giant. Yeah, there's probably not a lot of reason to believe, like, oh, this guy should be hitting on par with, like, a Freddie Freeman, or not quite a Shohei Ohtani, but, like, in that tier of hitter, because all you know is the guy who's hitting 225, 22 games into his Giants career, and you just know the allure of the name, but you haven't seen it consistently. I guarantee you it's going to happen at some point, just a matter of when.
This is how I view individual baseball players right now across the game. There's Shohei and Judge.
And then there's a big gap.
Put them all, put the two of them over there. And then there's the next group of guys, and he's in that group.
I agree.
That's the next. So, like, when you're looking at Freeman and Betts tonight, that's who this is. That's who Rafi Devers is. And the conversation kind of popped to our head. We both saw this morning. Major League Baseball released their top 20 in jersey sales since the start of the season. And what really caught my eye is, because we know this here, we've been having this conversation for the better part of 5 years, kind of like the entire Farhan era.
Yep.
I mean, ever since Buster Posey retired, I would say, there has been a conversation about, if I'm a Giants fan, who's the jersey that I want to buy?
I mean, frankly, even before they retired, before Buster, before Crawford, before Belt, because you knew that they were on the way out.
Right. And so to a degree, yes, absolutely. But it really crystallized when there's those, you know, forever Giants are gone.
Yep.
And then here we sit and people are like, I don't even know who these guys are. They're all platooning. Peterson's playing Pusoy Dos. Everybody's on a one-year deal. What do we have?
Well, I'm buying an Austin Slater jersey, Willard.
My God.
A Darren Ruff jersey.
Well, Ruff is on the move, and he was. But, like, would this surprise you? And yes, there are stories behind both, but would it surprise you to know that when Major League Baseball puts out the top 20 in jersey sales since the start of the season, two of them are Giants?
Off the top of my head, when was the last time that happened?
You got to go back to World.
Oh God! Did it even happen in the World Series years?
I don't even know, but it has to be that long.
At least
it has to be 10 years before, because
yeah.
Posey's the only one who would even maybe Bumgarner.
Lincecum was probably up
maybe,
there,
but like
2010-ish.
You're going back north of a decade now to go to these players. The Giants have two of the top 20 in jersey sales. Yes, there are asterisks next to them because one of them is Rafi Devers. But he's not even top 20. He's top 10.
Number 7.
He's top 7. So that's who this is. I know you're looking at it going, this is not as advertised at all. I don't care. That's who this is. This is someone who is selling more jerseys than Bryce Harper. He is selling more jerseys than Fernando Tatis and Ronald Acuna and Ellie De La Cruz.
And Vladdy.
And Vlad. He is selling more jerseys. That's who this is. Now, yes, those jerseys were largely Red Sox jerseys, I would think. But that's who this is. And then the other one on the list, and Giants fans, you 100% did this, but it's Younghoe Lee, which is actually a whole separate conversation because, quite frankly, I don't care how much 220 he hits. The marketing department, there's nothing you can do about it. This dude's the center fielder for a long time. I mean, he is the marketing arm of the Giants right now.
Now, the part of the reason why his jersey sales are so high is because he's got a crazy overseas market, much like Ohtani does.
Sure.
Ohtani's also, of course, huge in the United States, but that's part of it. But yeah, you're right. Giants fans have been asking for a player or two like that forever, and while maybe they haven't quite performed up to the level that we had hoped for so far, you got two popular dudes.
Very popular dudes. And by the way, neither one of them are going anywhere anytime soon. That's true for at least three or four other San Francisco Giants. So, we wonder kind of where that sits right now. That whole chase for, is there somebody, is there an everyday player? Yes. Is there a jersey that you want to buy? Apparently. We'll take some calls on this, 888-957-9570. We're also going to have a bunch of voices in today. Again, Hunter Pence will be on in less than 2 hours. Trev's Chirps is going to give us a little bit of a preview of the weekend out at Oracle in the 5 o'clock hour. My friend Greg Bergman, who handles the Dodger coverage for ESPN LA, we felt like screaming at him because honestly, I'm just the whole Dodgerness of all of this. No.
Blow off some steam.
No. So he's going to come on so that we can make fun of their 6-game losing streak.
Yes.
All right. That's all happening today. But we'll take your calls right now. And then a reminder that next week's our All-Star Week prize blowout. Incredible things to give away. Warrior prize packs, Giants prize packs, day pass to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, gift cards for Valk's merch, and Laughing Monk Brewery. It's going to be three times a day, every show, 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon, 4:30 in the afternoon. It all starts on Monday. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So, any guesses on what that was?
I know.
I know you know. So I'll let the listeners let that sink in for a minute. What do you think just happened there?
Something amazing. Clearly,
we have the translation of it.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. We do. Here it is, right here. So the only thing the Korean called it differently was not cough. But other than that, yeah, that's the Korean call of the Patrick Bailey Tuesday night walk-off inside the Parker.
That was amazing. I like how the energy didn't wane from, like, while the play happened, it finished, and then, like, even 10 or 15 seconds after it finished, they're still just like, wow!
Totally. And, yeah, I mean, this has become one of our favorite things to do, especially on a Friday, simply because I don't know about you. This has nothing to do with any language that people might call a game in. It just makes me happy.
Makes me smile.
I mean, remember when Tyrese Halliburton hit the game winner? I don't know how that can't make you happy. That's just happiness at the push of a button.
Happiness personified right there.
It's the best.
My mind goes to, maybe this isn't like happiness because the people calling this moment were in very, very deep pain, but the French call of Steph's golden dagger at the Olympics.
What did he call him?
Curry.
That's right, he called him a devil.
Or whatever it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, anyway, that was the Korean call of what happened on Tuesday night when Patrick Bailey rounded the bases and the ball still wasn't in the infield.
One of the
by the
best,
time he got there.
Best regular season moments I can remember as a Giants fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Just
right?
Absolutely incredible.
So, we need a little bit of more of that from Rafi Devers. I get it.
Well, not an inside the Parker.
No. Oh, good Lord, right?
How would Rafi Devers get an inside the Parker?
What base would Rafi have been on if he had hit that ball?
Third.
See, I was thinking first. just stand there.
He would have gotten to
and
third.
Let everybody else score, tie the game, get a pinch runner, go sit out.
I mean, you're talking about somebody with speed, and I know you and I were talking about this off the air earlier this week. Someone could have rounded the entire bases, had an inside the park home run, and then still gotten to first.
Easily. Yeah, that's a five bagger.
Corbin Carroll might have been able to get six bases out of that.
Oh, my God, seriously. No, I'm like not done with it yet. If you had to estimate, how many times have you watched it?
Oh, we're talking at least 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stop watching it.
Yeah. All the different versions, because you got like the Phillies broadcast call of it.
Yes.
You've got obviously Kipe. You've got the Korean call.
I found this one this morning.
And they all pop up in your Twitter feed with the video.
And you get to watch it again.
Yep.
I'm like, I'll absolutely watch that.
Yeah. At least 50 for me.
Yeah. 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 I might be barely south of that. But probably
and
north
like,
of 30.
Night of, I must have watched it like 30 times alone. Just back
stop.
Over and over and over.
Every angle. I showed you the one that my buddy sent me that were his buddies. They were sitting up
in person, yeah.
Behind the plate.
Yeah.
And they got it. For some reason, somebody clicked play on their phone video that pitch. That's it. Just that pitch.
I love moments like that. And when you watch it from, you know, someone's iPhone camera, because you can always tell the balance going on in somebody's head. It's like, okay, I want to capture this awesome moment. Like, this is going to be a memory that I have in my phone for years. Like, if this happens, if it actually happens, I want to get a good version of it happening. But then you're also like, oh, I'm missing out on just jumping around and screaming.
Right, just be here.
So there's a moment where, like, the video that you showed me kind of transitions from like the steady hand to the oh my god
it's a bouncing video of Patrick Bailey running. Exactly. And we can all relate to that, because I mean, that's any event you go to now. I mean, there are a lot of musicians who almost kind of wag their finger at the crowd, because imagine what it's like being up there at a concert now and you're just staring at 20,000 phones. Like, yeah.
Yeah, just hold
it's like, is anybody
up.
Here?
Be in the moment.
Are
Come
any
on.
Of you here, or are you just filming this? But it is. It's kind of that, like, I want to do both. Although I will say this. If you catch something like that on video, I'd watch that over and over.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you gone back into your phone and watched?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the concert video that you take.
Never.
Put the phone down.
Yeah.
Just put it away.
A crazy sporting moment like that is different than
it's
your
totally
favorite
different.
Band singing, playing their favorite, your favorite song.
Well, I mean, like, news alert, when you go see your favorite band, they're going to play that song. I didn't know that Patrick Bailey was going to do this. What is there's certain words that stick out, and I'm like, I want to know what that means. To the song. What does that mean?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I want to know what it means.
And you can also tell the moment. Because there's two people in that call. You can also tell the moment when I would imagine it was the color commentator, right? The analyst who, like, jumps in, starts screaming something.
Totally.
And that was the moment when they both realized, oh, my God, this is going to be an inside-the-park home run.
Completely.
Because I can hear him say Schmidt scores, which was the first runner. And then
Schmidt?
I think I heard Schmidt's name in there, I think.
Yeah.
But then shortly after that, the analyst, the other voice jumps in, and you can hear him, like, start screaming. And it's like, oh, something bigger is about to happen here.
Maybe we should play this for Krook so that he knows next time Kuiper's voice gives out, he can just jump in. Just start going crazy, man. That's an inside-the-park walk-off.
Man.
It's the best. It's the absolute best. That's funny. Ken just said, while this was playing, he goes, it's kind of like people that take video of fireworks on July 4th.
Oh, it's the worst.
You ever go back in there and look at those?
No.
By the way, you're a banana head if you do. Like that's classically one of those things. It doesn't translate.
No.
It just doesn't. You can try maybe to get a good picture of the sunset, but don't do it while you're driving. That picture out the window, it just, like, don't try.
And
first of all, it's dangerous, and Second of all, it's just not going to look the way that you're looking at it right now.
And, like, by the way, if you're doing it at a concert, too, unless you dropped a bunch of money to sit, like, real close, your video of your band, your favorite band playing that song from 100, 200 feet away, you're barely going to be able to hear anything phone camera anyway.
100%. There's one concert I've been to in my life where the phone pictures and video actually worked, and it was only because, and this was, like, four radio jobs ago, but I did an endorsement deal with one of those like secondary ticket market things. And they were like, as part of the agreement, they're like, you could pick like two shows wherever you want to go. And they're like, and we are going to style you. And I was like, oh, so wait for one that you really wanted to go to. And went to a show at the Hollywood Bowl and like row four.
Wow.
Or something like that. And you're just like, wow. You know, like people are sitting there right in front of you. But yeah, like it just doesn't work. I don't even know where all of those videos are that I took. They just expire or they end up on the cloud.
And you don't really care to go find them.
No.
But moment like that, Patrick Bailey, walk off inside the park home run, especially if you're there with like friends or family, like You'll reminisce about that together for forever.
There's got to be a way, like people put pictures up in their homes, right? Like you decorate your house, pictures of your family and things like that. How far are we, or maybe it's already here and I just don't know, but like to have rolling video essentially be framed and on your wall. Is that possible?
Well,
it's got to be, right?
This was years ago.
Might be annoying after a while, but I would do that with Patrick Bailey's inside the park. Just have it up.
I don't know if this device was capable of video, but there was like a device. I forget what it was called, and I got it from my mom for Christmas one year when me and my sisters were both living not in Northern California anymore, where I'm from. We were all separate, so we didn't get to see each other a ton. You could like upload photos from your phone to this device sitting in my parents' house,
okay,
and it would like display them all and kind of like rotate through them. But I only ever uploaded photos. I don't know about video.
The technology clearly exists. You can do that on your TV.
That was like 10 years ago, too.
You can project your phone onto your TV. Like, you can do that. But
I'm talking about like living across the country and then sending a photo directly, and it pops up. But yeah,
I'm sure the technology exists. The problem is I think it's probably only allowed on the wall in like a man cave, because somewhere along the line, and again, I'm speaking here to the men, somewhere along the line, you might cohabitate with a woman and Patrick Bailey's inside the park. Homer's coming down. That's coming down. Like that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a negotiable. Yeah,
it's kind of like when the kids go off to college, we're not keeping the rocking horse out in the living room. Right? We're going to move that thing into the garage. So anyway, 888-957-9570. Glad you're with us. It's Friday. We've got those feels. And in general, I'm just trying to spend today as much as possible kind of ridding myself of the vibes of all of the contamination that has happened in this city this week, because the Dodgers are here. They're gross, and they are just the fans who are here. Like I don't want to welcome them with open arms. I'm sick and tired of the idea that the Giants, or any other team for that matter, in the National League West or even in the National League, is like not allowed to play baseball against the Dodgers. They're just over here on this ridiculous pedestal. Yes, they're the defending champs. I get the lineup. I understand all of it. But Guru asked us if this was like good thing or bad thing, and I get where he's coming from. But the answer is clearly it's a good thing, because I hope it sinks into everyone's soul. This team's lost six in a row. The Dodgers have lost six games in a row.
They've scored 10 runs in those six games.
If anything screams beatable, I would think it's that. They've lost six in a row as they arrive.
And Astros and Brewers, not bad teams,
good teams,
but not absolutely amazing teams. Not like they just played the Yankees and the Phillies. I mean, the Phillies are one of the best. Yep. The Cubs are one of the best teams in baseball too. Like they played good teams, not great teams. Yeah, this is a really, really big series for the Giants. And oh, by the way they're treating it like it's a postseason series.
How do you mean?
They're skipping Birdsong's spot in the rotation, and you can do that because you got the All-Star break, and they're making him available out of the bullpen, so it's all everybody get ready. You're going to be called upon in this series. You have your three best starters going. You manage to line it up that way. It almost feels like the way you line up your rotation at the end of the regular season setting up for the postseason.
I wonder if there wasn't sort of a multi-pronged approach to pitching Robbie Ray on Sunday, because... especially somebody, and I know that he's clearly shaken free from it, but this is somebody who just last year was coming off of Tommy John surgery, and he has logged a lot of innings.
Yep.
And this team matters, and he is their number two starter, and we're heading into the second half of the season, and I'm thrilled that he's not pitching in the All-Star game. Thrilled. I'm sure it might be a bummer for him, but he's pitching Sunday, renders him ineligible for the game. He's been replaced, by the way. Tyler Rogers did not get the spot.
David Peterson of the Mets got it.
Exactly. So, okay. But, like, maybe that was even another source of motivation for the Giants to pitch him on Sunday.
Maybe.
I mean, the Birdsong thing, not being able to find the plate is probably a bigger motivator, I'll agree.
The All-Star thing might have been, like, a nice little bonus there at the end. But I think they're just probably doing whatever they think within reason is best for them in this series.
Oh.
I mean, there's a world. I don't think this is that crazy, Willard. Maybe you'll call me crazy. Maybe the listeners will call me crazy. Giants could sweep this series and be two games back when we come back in here on Monday. And I would say, and I believe this wholeheartedly, it is more likely the Giants sweep the Dodgers than the Dodgers sweep the Giants this series.
I agree with that.
You got Logan Webb going tonight against Dustin May. If you don't win this game, that's a shame.
And the Giants are very good at home.
Yep.
Very good at home. I don't think sweeping the Dodgers is likely at all.
I'm not predicting it, but in terms of one sweep versus the other, Giants sweeping is more likely.
Agreed.
So that's how we should enter this series with that on our mind.
You know what? Who's favorite tonight? Lucas?
Oh, Lucas has to know.
Let's go to our degenerate headquarters in the other room, and let's find out what's going on. Who's favorite tonight?
The Giants slightly, like minus 125.
Okay, slightly, but still, like...
That's Logan Webb.
Can you walk into the building like that tonight? You're favored. You are favored against the Dodgers.
Can I read something that's going to upset you?
Go ahead.
This comes from our YouTube chat. You can join the conversation, youtube.com/957, the game. Everything we do on YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. No. Says full house at Oracle. That means around 15,000 Giants fans, 10,000 tourists, and 17,000 Dodgers
fans. That's a bunch of bull, and you're just trolling, and so that's fine. Because I see no. There's about 18 different paragraphs that this person wrote, and all of them are troll jobs, calling the Giants or the little stepbrother of the Dodgers. Like, get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, through history... And through the last 15 years, the Dodgers are looking up at the Giants. I don't care about your division titles. I don't care. If you want to say the Giants are looking up at the Dodgers over the last 5 years, that's fine. Fine. You won the championship. You did. And you've deferred $18 billion and all of these things. But this is what I'm getting at. Like, that's fine. I like that there are people out there who sound like that because... A Giant fan needs to get themselves back to a spot where that's funny to you. It doesn't trigger you. You're able to laugh about it. You can stick some things back at that person at the ballpark. Don't get into a fight. Don't throw beer. Please, don't get into a fight tonight. That's stupid. Don't throw balls on the field from the upper deck. Don't punch anyone. Don't throw a beer. Just don't be stupid tonight. But... Don't sit there and take it anymore either. And I mean that. There's a way to do this playfully, I find. That's the way I've always tried to do it. When you sit down next to somebody who's given it to you, like, just make sure there's a smile on your face. Give it back. Keep it in a nice, healthy, fun space because that's what sports is supposed to be. But I feel like for the last 5 years, Giants fans are like, well, I just have to... I mean, I don't know, hon. You want to go get a pizza or something? Like, there's not really anything we can say. Like, enough. Enough. You guys, we just traded for a badass hitter, right? This is one of the biggest, baddest hitters on the planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Planet. Who dominates his rivals, by the way.
Yes, and he it's going to be good. He's going to get healthier. He's going to start hitting. I have absolutely no doubt about it. They're on a six-game losing streak. You've got all-star pitchers on the mound both Friday and Sunday. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, it's
game on.
It's Logan Webb versus Dustin May tonight.
Yes.
That's advantage Giants, yep. as even with the crazy Dodgers lineup, Giants favored. Tomorrow is Landon Roop, who's been great and amazing at home. Absolutely incredible at home.
Torched by the Dodgers last time he faced them.
In L.A.
Torched.
His splits home and road are insane.
Yes,
you could also say the same about Dodgers and everybody else. So we'll see. But that's against Otani on Saturday. Otani, I would imagine, is not going to throw more than three innings.
Max. He hasn't thrown more than two yet.
Yeah, so like that's going to be mostly a bullpen game. Yep. Dodgers' bullpen is overworked. And then Sunday should be an amazing pitcher's duel, you would imagine. It's Robbie Ray versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Last time the Giants faced Yamamoto, they actually got to him a little bit. But like you have reason to believe you can win each and every single one of those games.
No doubt. And I'm not even sitting here saying that they will. I just, like, to me, I'm almost more focused on the way people walk into the building and sit down tonight, more so than the final score.
Just the mindset.
Yeah, enough. We've done our time. That's it. That no more. No more. They've got eight everyday players, and we've got six platooners. No more. Look around. We were talking about this before hopping in here to start the show. Like, it's not even that the Giants just have some everyday players right now. I feel like I can tell you who five of their everyday players are going to be in 2029. I mean, honestly. Jung-Hoo Lee is your center fielder. Whether you know, we'll see where that goes. But he is here for a while. Elliot Ramos is under team control for a while. That is a very good left fielder. Your left side of the infield is set. I don't know if Devers is your first baseman or your DH or whatever, but that's set. And these players are here for a long time. And it is time to start building that. This whole look, Otani, Betts, and Freeman and Will Smith thing. Now it's okay. At Devers, Ramos, Adamas, Chapman, like these groups can now build this giant Dodger thing for the next handful of years. And it's time to start feeling like both sides have a chance every time they put their uniforms on.
Yeah, like we can go back to 2021, and one of my favorite Giants-Dodgers moments is still the Mike Tauchman home run robbery of Albert Pujols.
So good.
That happened, I think, early in the year. I think it was in May, but ultimately you won that game because he robbed that home run, and you won the division by one game. That very well could have been the decider of the entire division, and that was just one moment of an entire season. But you go back to that season, and you think about the lineup the Giants trotted out that year versus, I mean, the Dodgers lineup wasn't as good then as it is now. They didn't have Ohtani. But even then it was Dodgers full of all-stars and these amazing hitters, Giants full of
Lamont Wade
has-beens, yep, and dumpster dive finds. The Giants still found a way to be better than the Dodgers in the regular season that year, but you still sit down to every game that you're thinking, especially against the Dodgers, how the hell are we going to pull our rabbit out of the hat this time?
Yeah.
Tonight you sit down feeling like, all right,
let's play.
We'll win this game.
Yeah, let's
play. We got this.
Real quick, I want to get Skills and Vallejo in on this this conversation. Hey, Skills, what's going on?
Hey, Mark Willard and Mark Randy. Before I make my main point, I just realized that when I called Willard and Dibbs back in November, I accidentally said Sausalito when I meant Sebastopol. So let me just make a correction there.
Thank goodness. There's actually a poster on the wall in the restroom commemorating the moment, and we've been asking questions ever since.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what I was thinking of this trip, and they sounded like. But I wanted to call in and just tell you guys what you already know, which is that the Dodgers are terrible. We are going to destroy them this weekend. We are going to run roughshod over them this weekend. And I'm with you, Willard. I don't want any violence, fan-on-fan violence, or even player-on-player violence. We don't want any Marichal, John Roseboro stuff, any of that. We want everyone to be on their best behavior. That said, Dodgers going down. 6 losses in a row. Going to make it 7, 8. And we're going to beat them so bad on Sunday, it's going to count for 3 more. It's going to be 11-game losing streak when we're done with them. We have our ace, Logan Webb, is actually pitching. He's actually pitching brilliantly. He is an all-star. Their ace pitcher, one of their ace pitchers, supposedly, Sasaki, does he even exist anymore? He's just sitting in the corner scratching himself.
I've been
a Giants fan since 1990. I went to Candlestick Park on June 3rd, 1990, and watched the Giants destroy the Astros. Robbie Thompson hit a home run. We tailgated. It was a beautiful day. I've been a Giants fan ever since, and I've watched them be superior to the Dodgers in every way since then, and it's not going to stop now. The Dodgers let Brian Johnson, a journeyman backup catcher, knock them out of the 97 playoffs. They only beat us in the 2021 playoffs because of an umpire. Wilmer Flores not swinging Max Scherzer's pitch. That is not what happened, and I will go to my grave saying that. And I remember in 2010, and I don't want to go on too long, but let you guys go. After this, in 2010, Tim Lincecum was facing Matt Kemp, and Lincecum threw up an end to Matt Kemp, and Matt Kemp didn't like it. And Matt Kemp came out to the mound a few feet, maybe about 2 or 3 feet, 3 steps. Pablo Sandoval was playing first base that day, and to this day, Willard and Grandy, I've never seen Sandoval move faster than he did that day, going from first base to the mound to protect Timmy from Kemp. So if the Dodgers want to get any ideas about starting any mess, if they get drilled, bring it on. I'm pretty sure Devers will come out of the dugout. He won't be playing first base, but he'll come out of the dugout, and he'll protect our guys. All the Giants, we're in this. They are going down. LA is going down. Thank you so much.
Skills, thank you.
Strong call, Skills.
And shout out Sebastopol.
I'll head up there tomorrow.
I'm glad we got that straight.
Yeah, me too.
It's been bugging me all year long. Okay, let's keep talking this out. This is a big game tonight.
Huge.
It's a big baseball game tonight. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. 888-957-9570. My air quotes, friend from L.A. at ESPN L.A., Greg Bergman, who handles all of their Dodger coverage, is joining us in 20 minutes, but only so that we can yell at him. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.